And we are live. Welcome to the second Truth Through the Youth episode. Yep. Yay, we made it. We made it on YouTube.
Yeah, we're the second. Hold on. All
right. Whoa, yeah. I am very loud.
You're very Steven. Okay, I fixed it. No, you're good.
Yeah, we'll keep that.
All right, I'm putting you down. It's fine.
So, Steven has a presentation that he's going to show us, well, show me and the viewers, for the viewers' pleasure and more better understanding. I'm going to act like I have no clue what Agenda 21 is,
so
and I'm going to ask the questions which most people ask.
And this is like a conversation we've both had when we're talking to someone about Agenda 21. Like, if they ask us what we're doing on this podcast, we tell them basically what Agenda 21 is. So,
Agenda 21. What's all it about?
So, basically, Agenda 21, the 21 in Agenda 21 refers to the agenda for the 21st century. It was written in 1992 at the UN summit in Rio de Janeiro. It's approximately, depending on which version you read, you know, like font size.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a 300-page, 40-chapter plan of action. And it's basically a global plan for sustainable development. And
well, Steven, why would that be bad?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? It all sounds pretty good.
It sounds like a nice world, honestly.
Yeah. But
you go.
It's because what's necessarily, there's nothing fundamentally wrong with sustainable development. But I broke it down to four main points that they're trying to accomplish with Agenda 21. It's 35 chapters actually, or 40 chapters.
Wow,
but
that's a lot.
You can break it down into four main things they're trying to do. So the first goal of Agenda 21 really is to help those in third world countries, and this sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
But really, when that involves to do that, they want to use population control to kill people in third world countries, so they have less population to take care of. Necessarily, like, you understand, like, how, yeah, like, a city would have less people to take care of in a country.
Nice.
They also want to eliminate unemployment, so what's wrong with that, and, like, maintaining what they call world health, which is, like, basically the world health is, like, refers to climate change. Climate change is bad for the world health, according to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, section 2 is the conservation of resources for development. That's what I've called it, but basically it means they want $76 trillion to go to Mother Nature.
That's unreasonable.
Yeah, exactly.
that's stupid.
Section 3 involves equality. Equality, the section on equality sort of, so the goal of equality is like to the demise of property and rural living. So if you live in an area like that's not so populous than another area, they'll just want to move you out of that into the populated areas, so they know where everyone is and they're easier to control.
Yeah, great. My privacy's been taken away.
They'll have they'll have child rules, like China had the one child policy for a couple of years.
Why would they have child policies?
Well, according to them, having too large of a population is bad for the environment, which, yes, it is, but we have not reached that population number, and we will not for a long time.
Okay.
The planet Earth can sustain much more people than they're telling us. So, it really just sounds like communism. They want to redevelop cities by planning puppet governments.
Puppermint. That's not a real
So, basically, real you may
word.
Think this is only in the top Agenda 21 ranks, like the president or his cabinet, but really it extends all the way down to your local, like your mayor, your city council. And then section 4 is sort of like a miscellaneous section to include all the minor things I touch on. They want to redistribute the wealth, monitor your internet activity, remove people from rural areas, and conserve natural resources.
Why would they want to monitor your internet activity?
what if you were looking up the true answers to some of these things they're doing? What if you were looking up questions and finding out things they didn't want you to know?
Well, yeah, if you look up Agenda 21, it shows all the good parts.
Yeah,
you have to look up what's wrong with Agenda 21, why should I trust Agenda 21?
Or even, I've been watching like a video about how climate change may be blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
And under the YouTube video will be the Wikipedia article on climate change, which tells you that it is real, definitively.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's Willie Soon videos.
Willie Soon.
And right under it.
In one of our, we're going to start having guests on our show more. I think we could
Willie
maybe
Soon.
Get Willie Soon.
It'd be easy to get.
Willie Soon. I wouldn't say easy, no, because, you know, he's a busy man.
Well, easier than most people, because we know him.
Easier than, like, well, who?
Like, if two other random kids he'd never met.
Yeah, yeah.
Would
have
started a podcast.
It's going to be easier, yeah. But yeah, I'm excited for that interview. He's a very interesting man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so in there, I already touched on this, but the reconstruction of local governments, so they're made basically they want so they can control even the legislation that is only up to the state and city. So it's not just these isn't just happening in third world countries, these four things.
Yeah.
27 years, I believe it is 29 years actually, after Agenda 21, here are some ways it has affected America. People are being funneled into cities with the decline of rural living, so they want to kick you out of these areas, saying that it's bad for the climate.
Yeah.
Like, even they might make you move to, like, another city near to you. Because you don't live in, like, a super populous area.
What are you saying?
So, the city you live in, don't say it, obviously.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, basically, it's less filled than, like, Cleveland or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they would want you to move if you lived in Ohio.
Oh, they want to push you into a more populated area.
Yeah. And I can actually explain why. Because of that, people will go to public schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have less money since they live in the city where it's harder to find a job because there's more people, less space.
Yeah.
They would end up going to public schools. Their children would be sent to the public school, the government-funded school. So they would be taught the ideas of Agenda 21, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they believe that, so they're sort of brainwashed.
Yeah.
And then the cycle continues, so they stay in the cities. And
oh, yeah. So they want to just, like, put us in, like bees, put them in a box, smoke them, put them in the box.
Yeah, like bees, basically. Yeah. Like the public smokes the public school teaching is
there
smoke.
There are our beekeepers.
Yeah.
we're the bees.
So if you're all think this is all gloom and doom on this podcast, there are some ways you can help. You can attend town hall meetings in your local area to counteract the puppet leaders. You can protest your local legislation that supports Agenda 21. Like if your state is having a plastic bag ban or a plastic straw ban, you can protest that definitely, and educate others so they can do the same. Well, the best thing you can do is tell people about it,
you know, put flyers out and stuff.
Yeah,
post it on your social media.
Yeah, recently I got some flyers in the mail. I've been putting around.
Oh really?
Yeah, from Mr. Shurliff, Camp Constitution.
Oh yeah, I need to do that.
Gus now wanted to talk about it since he hasn't been talking that much. And he's sort of just been pretending to be dumber than he is this whole podcast. He wanted to talk about Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg is a 16-year-old girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is now probably one of the 20 famous people right now.
Magazine's Person of the Year last year.
Yeah.
Also, complete side note. I'm sorry to interrupt. But you know who Time Magazine's People of the Year were this year? And they changed it. They literally changed it to People of the Year. So they could do this guess.
Wait, what?
Guess who Time Magazine's two People of the Year were this year.
Who?
Joe Biden.
And Greta Thunberg?
And Kamala Harris.
Yeah!
How can you do that?
That's
not
so stupid.
Yeah.
That's so
And then if you go back to last year, 2019,
Greta Thunberg was...
Yeah. I remember talking about that. You told me that, actually.
Yeah. I showed you that on... Yeah, she was the Time Magazine, best person of the year, basically.
But yeah, anyways, sorry to interrupt.
No.
You know.
I mean, she talks a lot about, like, like climate change, right?
That's her big thing.
That's her thing. She talks a lot about it, but she doesn't go by what she says. She says, don't use that much toilet paper. I mean, don't drink out of plastic water bottles. Guess what? There's a picture of her with a water bottle right next to her, full of water.
But you showed me that video last year, too, with, like, the Tesla.
Yeah, the Tesla. Her Tesla was full of just, like, garbage. Just tons of garbage.
Yeah.
And she said, and also, she says she travels.
Wasn't there a picture of her on a train?
Yeah, there was a picture of her on a train, yeah. So the anyways, heck?
So, I have no, like, if you want to be out there for climate change, be out there. But at least don't be, like, hypocritical about it. That seems somehow worse.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel bad for her, dude. I feel really, she's being used by these businessmen that want to get the kids into, the cool kids, into the climate change and their way of thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jeez, no, dude, I need some water. Yeah. I'm going to go get some water. You talk.
Okay, so on the topic of Greta Thunberg, I gave a speech on Agenda 21 in, like, I think it was 2018 or 2019, a couple years ago, and I actually did the math. I did the math on, so according to her mother, Greta is able to see carbon dioxide, CO2, which is the following, which is, like, the main part of Agenda 21. That's what you say you got rid of.
I'm back.
So, really, really... The naked human eye is sensitive to a range of wavelength of EM radiation from 380 nanometers to 760 nanometers. CO2 has a wavelength of 9,400 nanometers to 10,600 nanometers. That is not in any way fitting. She cannot see CO2. Anyways, he has his water now, so.
Yeah. So, what were you talking about?
I was just doing, like, I didn't know if you knew this, the stats. Like, the stats on how she can't see CO2.
Yeah.
She's been impossible. Known to lie before.
Yeah.
At least your mother has.
In, like, you know how she has those No School Fridays and to protest about climate change?
Not anymore because of coronavirus, which is a whole big thing.
But she wasn't. She didn't have to go to school on Fridays. Yes, she has Asperger's, right? That's how you pronounce
Asperger's.
It. Asperger's.
Purgers.
Purgers. Asperger's. Sorry.
Asperger's.
I get it messed up every time. But, so she has that, right? So then she goes to a school specially made for people who have that, special gift.
That condition.
The condition. Yeah. So... That school has a thing where when you don't want to go to school that day, you can bring your school books with you. So on vacations, they would just like, you can like, just say, I don't want to do school anymore. Bring your school books with you and then go on a vacation. So, you know, she's not actually going. She could just be bringing her school books with her and she wouldn't be breaking.
Yeah, and she has been seen with her school books.
Yeah, so,
Lies.
Lies. Informal news.
If you look at the time, we're at about 15 minutes, so next podcast we'll probably be talking about, like, the election more.
Yeah.
Especially probably. With the new developments with, like, the electoral college voting, et cetera.
So, it's been a good ride, people. Bye-bye.